This is Bob Larson with your market line report for Wednesday, August 30th. While the corn prices continue a weak trend from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Joe Vaklavic.
It's been a pretty bad start to the week. Corn market's following a fairly normal seasonal pattern. You know, in a normal year, we'll put in some sort of summer high, which we saw in July, followed by a deterioration into harvest, and that's kind of what we're in the midst of right now. So the market very, very weak in a time where it usually is weak during the calendar year. A lot of this revolves around U.S. crop prospects. USDA told us on August 10th that the U.S. corn yield is going to be quite a bit bigger than what most traders had expected, and that's part of what sparked the big sell-off here. So the trade now becoming very comfortable with the idea that we've got a near-trend U.S. corn crop, and that supplies certainly are not going to be an issue.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday up 2 3/4 at 403.5. September corn was down 2 1/4 at 333 1/4. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for September ended the day down 3, ranging from 490 to 525. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for September were down 9.5, ranging from 472 1/4 to 536 1/4. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for September were down 7 1/4, ranging from 727.5 to 767.5. Live cattle for August were down 95 cents at 104.97.5. August feeder cattle were up 17.5 cents to 142.52.5. And September Class 3 milk was down 12 cents at 16.34. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report from the Ag Information Network.